go, San Jose, Oakland. It's 7 o'clock.
I'm John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom. Top story at the top of the hour, a tragedy that has shocked a nation.
We woke up today and the heart and soul of South Carolina was broken.
21-year-old Dylan Ropp is behind bars tonight, caught in North Carolina this morning, still armed after he opened fire inside a Charleston, South Carolina church during a Wednesday night prayer meeting. Vigils are being held from coast to coast tonight, including here in the Bay Area. But first, the very latest from correspondent Martin Savage.
It's not known if the gun found is the murder weapon, but Ropp is suspected of killing 9 people inside the historic Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina.
We woke up today, and the heart and soul of South Carolina was broken.
Just after 8 p.m. Wednesday night, Ropp entered the church. He was invited to join a Bible study group.
He sat next to my cousin, Reverend Clemente Pinckney.
Witnesses told police that around 9 p.m., Ropp stood up and said that he was there to shoot black people. He allegedly then took out his handgun and opened fire.
Several victims regarding that active shooter.
3 people survived the shooting. One survivor received a chilling message from the shooter who told her, quote, "I'm not going to kill you. I'm going to spare you so you can tell them what happened."
KGO 810's Carolyn Burns is live at Oakland's First AME Church, where members there are mourning these deaths. Carolyn?
John, I'm at the First African Methodist Episcopal Church in Oakland, where about 200 people have gathered here to honor the people who died in that shooting. Blacks, whites, Catholics, Baptists, toddlers, to octogenarians, they're all here. Now, part of a prayer by the Reverend Charlie Haynes reflected the questions of the moment.
Wonder how could it be in 2015 that we still feel the sense of rage of racism that overshadows the history of our country.
And right now, different folks are getting up and speaking, and that's basically what's going on right now. Live in Oakland, I'm Carolyn Burns, KGO 810.
President Barack Obama is in Southern California tonight for a couple of fundraisers, but before leaving Washington, Mr. Obama also weighed in on the Charleston shootings.
Now is the time for mourning and for healing. But let's be clear. At some point, we as a country will have to reckon with the fact that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries.
The president will be in San Francisco tomorrow for another fundraiser, and then he'll address the National Conference of Mayors. Autopsies are complete tonight on those 6 people killed in a balcony collapse in Berkeley early Tuesday morning. They show multiple blunt force injuries caused by the fall from the 4th-story balcony. It is not known yet whether those bodies have been turned over to their families. The investigation continues to unfold, and dry rot in the wooden supports is one cause, possible cause under scrutiny. But so is the Bay Area company that built the balcony. Inspectors drilled holes in the bottom of one of the remaining balconies and found the wood structure had been compromised. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the company that constructed the building has a recent history of problems. Court documents show Segway Construction of Pleasanton has paid out $6.5 million since 2013 to settle repair lawsuits alleging problems like those in Berkeley. KTVU Television is reporting Segway was the subject of a 2010 lawsuit alleging the contractor failed to follow proper building codes when it constructed balconies at the North Park Apartments in San Jose. There are reportedly a dozen other Cal OSHA violations as well over the past 10 years. 7 other people suffered injuries, some of them life-threatening. Firefighters are still on the scene of a deadly fire in Union City tonight. KGO 810's Nikki Medoro now with the latest.
One person died in a 2-alarm fire at a Union City apartment complex today. The fire at Alvarado Niles Road and Hartnell Street was reported around 4:30. Fire crews arrived to find a carport burning at the 4-unit complex, but the fire did spread to the apartments. One person was confirmed to have died in the fire.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:04.
It's John Hanley again from the Hanley Union Square Hotel, located in the heart of the city by the bay, with a city quiz. Can you name a city where you jump on an open-air wooden trolley, hang on for dear life without a seatbelt, and the only thing that'll stop this vehicle is a stick on a cable? Or you visit in the summer, and you take a city tour on a double-decker bus, and wear a parka, gloves, and a ski mask, not as a fashion statement, but to avoid frostbite. Finally, you drive our hills and realize you proceed backwards more often than forward. The answer to all these questions is San Francisco, and that's what makes the city special. Another thing that makes the city special is the KGO package at the Hanley. You get a deluxe room with parking, 20% off at the fabulous Daily Grill. Call now, 800-995-HUSH, that's 800-995-HUSH, and ask for the KGO package and leave the driving to us.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic, and we welcome Lee Graham now to the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. 24 eastbound at the Caldecott Tunnel, a broken down Mustang had the second lane taken out. It's in the center divider now. Traffic's trying to relax from 52nd Street in Oakland. Nearby on 13 northbound at Broadway Terrace, a hit-and-run accident there is out of the road. That plus overflow from 24 eastbound has traffic crawling from 24 almost back to Moraga Avenue. Berkeley, eastbound 80 at Ashby, another broken-down vehicle in the center divider now. Traffic barely moving back to the toll plaza and causing minor slowdowns all the way back to the Skyway on eastbound 80. Westbound on the Skyway at Harrison Street, a hit-and-run accident that has you jammed solidly all the way back to the Bay Bridge tolls. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends, filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters, big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It's the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com or call 415-421-4222 today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
San Diego Padres beat the A's in Oakland today 3-1, and the first pitch just minutes away in Seattle between the Giants and Mariners. And now your Bay Area weather forecast from KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
Tonight, look for mostly clear skies inland. We'll have low clouds and fog at the coast, and patchy low clouds will extend locally across the bay. Then tomorrow, look for sunny and warm conditions over the bay and inland, breezy and mild along the coast. Highs will reach into the upper 80s and low 90s inland, 70s over the bay shore, and we'll see low 60s at the coast.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly sunny skies. It's 79 degrees in Concord. It's 70 in Oakland, 76 in San Jose, 61 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810 at 7:07. Along with Heather, and we are live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And you can download the app in the App Store, wherever you get your apps, KGO Radio, and we will KGO go wherever you go. Well, I think we're going to start the show with the obvious, the heartbreak and shock coming out of Charleston. And I must say, to be honest with you, last night when we were doing the show, we started to see this unfold as the evening progressed and this sick, sinking feeling in the pit of my stomach was beginning to form, and it has not left me since we heard what went on with the massacre at one of the country's most sacred churches in Charleston, the Mother Emanuel.
Well, whenever it's a house of worship, you just go, oh, no. Because you know there's culture or race or whatever is going to be.
Here we go again.
It's going to be loaded with that, laden with it. And, God.
So, you know, the feeling is, and I think all of us are wondering around the country and people around the world, why did one 21-year-old man walk into this historic house of worship and sit with the parishioners and perhaps mock or pretend to be praying with them at this prayer service, Bible study, and then deliberately pull out a .45, which, by the way, he was just given 4 months ago as a gift from his father. Happy 21st birthday.
And right there, aren't you just so sickened?
Right, yes. I'm sure so he has regrets about that.
And who knows?
The whole world does, yes.
Who knows? Because maybe daddy is where he learned this stuff.
Yes. And, you know, how in his heart, what kind of hatred do you have in your heart to do what he did, to sit there for an hour and think about it?
That's the other thing that's really bizarre.
Yes. And then would load, shoot, reload, shoot, and did this numerous times. The latest story is 4 or 5 times. 808-0810. What are your feelings tonight? How do you feel? I mean, let's just face it. This is racism. You know, I know that it's being called a hate crime. The mayor of Charleston said today that it was.
I think he said it right away last night. Before not, you know, knowing very much.
Right.
It was just like, whew, I believe that the handwriting is on the wall. And then today, I don't know what I thought I was hoping for, but I was coming home from doing something, and I heard this morning what the woman said. He said, the shooter, Roth. And I just sat in the car and started crying. I'm like, I can't take it any longer. The racism and the stuff that's going on in this country. The McKinney pool party last week. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
And here's the mayor from last night.
The only reason someone could walk into church and shoot people praying is out of hate. The only reason. That it is the most dastardly act that one can possibly imagine. And we will bring that person to justice as soon as possible.
Well, they've caught him and they're bringing him back, but it doesn't change anything. I mean, it just doesn't get any worse than this. Your feelings, 808-0810. And then what he said to the people, he let the one woman out, you go tell the world what I'm doing. And said to the people in the church, you rape our women, you've taken over our country, I just have to do it. There's a lot of dark parts in the history of this country, and we hit another low last night. Let's go to the phones, 808-0810, as people weigh in, and you can certainly do the same.
We have Willie in San Francisco to kick things off.
What needs to happen is the Republican leadership needs to denounce this like they denounce other terrorist acts in the world. This is a terrorist
Agreed.
Act. This is not the first one that has happened. In the past 3 years in this country, a church has been attacked by this element.
100, as a matter of fact.
The Jewish synagogue, and now this one. And there probably has been more.
There has been more, Willie. Yes, 176 violent acts last year at churches alone here in the United States.
But the Republican leadership in this country needs to denounce this. And we don't need to go and talk about this guy's mental capacity, because if we're going to talk about his mental capacity, we need to be talking about the terrorist's mental capacity, because it's the same mentality.
I totally agree.
We talked about this earlier before we went on
ahead
the air.
Of the show,
We're not going to let this sway, you know, that he was on Zoloft or he was on this or he was on that. And that may be the case, but this is pure evil and hatred at its absolute core.
And
that's
sick or not sick,
thank you
so much, Willie. We've also got Alex in Monterey.
808-0810 is the number. Alex, good evening.
I'd have to go along with the program what this gentleman just said. And let me take it a little step further. People, and I'm not trying to put the, yes, I am, on the Republican Party. Only because you're black, you're opposed to, we're going to make sure that you're a one-term president. With that type of mentality, it fires up the rest of the ignorant individuals, lack of education. Why doesn't the South clean up their act? It begins also with the police department throughout the entire country. Shoot first, ask questions later.
Yeah.
The John Wayne mentality, you know, come on, people. I'm sorry, but my heart goes out to those who are suffering.
Yeah.
Do you think it's fair to make the comparison between, you know, the police brutality charges and this mass murder?
Because
I don't know how you do that, really. Honestly, I don't understand that.
Are the people that they shot, are they alive or are they dead?
Well, they're dead because the guy had a .45, and this was a house of worship, and everyone was welcome. The doors are open; you can walk in anytime and sit there. So the guy walked in there premeditated, and decided an hour later to shoot them.
Okay, now put
well,
the.
I don't know. So I don't know how you put that with police brutality.
Oh God! How many people would have to die by the police department?
Well, I understand, but I don't think that you put them in the same file folder. Thank you very much.
Earlier point, I believe South Carolina still flies Confederate flags over state buildings.
Yes, they do. We'll talk
buildings.
About that in a minute. 808-0810. Yeah. I mean, do you agree with him? I just don't think you can put those two things in the same file. They're two separate things, okay? It was a hate crime, and it was purely racist. The guy, what he said to the woman or the person who he told to get out and go tell the rest of the country why I'm doing this, You rape our women and you've taken over our country. I just have to do this. I don't think that has anything to do with the police departments.
I don't see. It couldn't possibly. No, if anything,
I make no connection with
If that. Anything, this little KKK member or whatever he is.
No, he wasn't.
You'd think he'd take his foot off the gas as far as he'd be
he's
like,
a racist.
Well, yeah, he's like, oh, the police are already doing my job. Like, why would he take it a step further?
No, I don't blame this on the police at all. They had nothing to do with it. As a matter of fact,
of course not.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, he's in police hands, and that's a good thing. 808-0810 is the number. Please call and weigh in. 808-0810 if you're outside the Bay. The area code's 415-808-0810. We'll be right back to talk about this even more as we continue on the Drex Radio Show. First, let's check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW in Berkeley. Eastbound 80 at Ashby, a broken down vehicle seems to have been gotten out of the road entirely. Traffic's still jammed heavily back to the tolls and a little bit into the maze. Not bad. Westbound 80 in the city at Harrison Street, a hit and run accident there, cleared now, but you are still jammed solidly all the way back to the Bay Bridge tolls. 24 eastbound at the Caldecott Tunnel, a broken down Mustang there has been cleared. Traffic's trying to unwind and it is moving, but you're still heavy back to about Claremont Avenue in Oakland. 13 northbound at Broadway Terrace, there's another hit and run accident there. It's out of the road, but you are jammed fairly heavily back to about Moraga Avenue. Traffic's beginning to move, though, nicely. Weatherford BMW of Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners, their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW-certified collision repair center with BMW-trained technicians. 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 4 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Looking for the hottest deal on a new mattress? Then don't miss Sleep Train's 4th of July mattress sale. Save up to $300 on Sleep Train's most popular Sealy Posturepedic and Simmons Beautyrest mattress sets.
Plus, pay no interest for 36 months on Serta iComfort and Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America, on approved credit with 36 equal monthly payments required.
Big savings and interest-free financing? These deals aren't just hot, they are explosive. And you'll always get free red carpet delivery and Sleep Train's 100-night low price guarantee. So hurry on in. Sleep Train's 4th of July mattress sale is on now.
Now, not everyone can offer free delivery, but at Sleep Train, you'll always get free delivery, setup, and removal by 2 p.m. They'll even deliver your new bed as soon as tonight, absolutely free of charge. Their professional red carpet delivery team will be in and out before you know it, so you can start sleeping better than ever.
For complete finance information and to find the store nearest you, go to sleeptrain.com. Superior service, best selection, lowest price guaranteed. Sleep Train. Your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Many investors who think a sound retirement plan is simply focusing on investment returns ignore other areas that can have a significant financial impact. This is Scott Hansen of Hansen McLean Advisors and co-host of KGO's Money Matters, heard Saturdays at 4 p.m., and we've worked with folks for over 20 years helping them both prepare for and transition into retirement. I've seen many people make well-informed decisions, but unfortunately, I've seen a lot of individuals focus only on investments for their retirement while ignoring the other areas of their financial life. Areas such as whether to use a Roth IRA or not, how to best take retirement income while keeping taxes low, when to start Social Security, strategies to pay off the home, and much more. Hansen McLean Advisors have been helping folks like you achieve financial independence through sound financial and retirement planning. Our advisors have the education, insight, and expertise to assist you with your financial matters, increasing your confidence in knowing you made wise choices in all the areas of your financial life. So contact Hansen McLean Advisors today to see how our unique approach can benefit you. Call 888-2-HANSEN or visit moneymatters.com.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, we're talking about what has been going on in Charleston, South Carolina. Dylan Rolfe and you know, yes, he is and has been driving around with his Confederate license plate. We'll get to that. But we're getting to, you know, how do we heal? What do we need to do next in this country? Nine people are dead in this horrible mass murder at this church, this historic house of worship. How could this happen? 808-0810. What do you think? What do we need to do, people? Let's go to
William in San Leandro has an idea.
William in San Leandro, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO. Good evening.
Good evening there. You know what we really need to do? It all comes down from when you're first born. When you're a baby, you have a blank piece of paper. People put stuff in your mind to make you racist or to make you think certain ways. And I'm a black American, and I was always taught to take everybody as an individual and then make a judgment from that. And that's where we kind of lost our focus. Everybody's always talking about color this, color that, color this. You know, and I take all my friends or all the people that I get involved with as an individual, and I make a judgment call from there.
All right. I thank you very much. You know, one of the disturbing things that has come out of this, and we don't think that he had anything to do with another group. But as Heather mentioned, this is still unraveling. But what we do know are the facts. His Facebook profile picture showed him wearing a jacket with a green and white flag patch that was an emblem of the, you know, of Rhodesia. And also, which has become Zimbabwe since, and an anti-apartheid patch. So he was clearly a racist and had racism in his heart for quite some time. And, you know, you have to wonder, and I've been thinking about this, well, if that's what's going on, you know, why would his father, if there was this going on his public profile, on his Facebook, you know, profile and social media-wise, why would you give this kid, who I hear he's had some drug charges in the past, and, you know, the mental health thing has come up, but I'm not buying into any of that. Why would the father give him a 45 for his 21st birthday? I mean, bad choice. All right, let's take some more calls here. Where do you want me to go, Heather?
We've got Dave in Antioch.
Dave, you're on KGO. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes.
We need to crack down on these domestic hate groups, domestic terrorist groups. They're preaching their hate all over, and this is some of the results. An additional question. They're talking about this mental health thing and these mental health drugs. That seems to be a common denominator in a lot of these insane shootings. Is there a correlation between some of these drugs and behavior like this?
Yeah, well,
they do have warnings saying, you know, thoughts of suicide, yada yada yada. Is there a correlation?
Well, we looked at that, and it's a valid question. And when we looked at the drug that he was on, it's an anti-opiate. So, you know, immediately thought of oxy or meth or something like that, or conjured up in my mind. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But I did hear that he was on this anti-opiate drug. And so we looked it up today, and it was like 1/10 of the percent of, you know, 1/10 of people who are on this have some kind of reaction. But you're right. I mean, you look back and you see some of these people that were on Prozac or they were on Zoloft, and, you know, people are wondering. It's an obvious thing to wonder about. All right, 808-0810 is the number, and we're going to say good evening to our guest, Dr. Amos Brown. Is walking into the studio right now, a legend in his own time, tutored by Medgar Evans, Benjamin Mays, Samuel Williams, and Dr. Martin Luther King. As a matter of fact, he was one of 8 students in the class Dr. King taught in his lifetime at Morehouse, and he is now the pastor of San Francisco's Third Baptist Church and has been since 1976. And we're going to welcome him to the studio, and we're going to take a break. And we'll be back and we'll start the conversation. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Call Zero Res today for the June Summer Special. Three rooms clean for only $119 and a 10-foot hallway for free. You heard me right. $119 for three rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739 for Zero Res.
What's keeping you from getting a great night's sleep? Mancini Sleep World wants you to rest easy with huge savings on an adjustable comfort mattress. Right now, upgrade to adjustable comfort for as little as $5.99 or get an adjustable queen set for as little as $9.99. With no interest for up to 48 months, the savings really add up. Our family started Mancini Sleep World in 1969, and we're committed to providing you great value and a healthy night's sleep. Hurry in and upgrade for as little as $5.99. Mancini Sleep World, visit sleepworld.com.
Enjoy cocktails, sports, and bowling all in one place at Crush Ultra Lounge inside the Meritage Resort and Spa in Napa. It's the perfect place to catch a game on the big screen, relax on the couch with a beverage, bowl, or shoot pool. Go to MeritageResort.com for details.
All Craftsman is on sale Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Orchard Supply Hardware. Just in time for Father's Day, save big on tools, tool chests, yard equipment, and more. Pick up the C3 19.2 volt 3/8 inch lithium ion drill kit for just $59.99. A 263 piece mechanics tool set is half off. And all line trimmers are 20% off. If it's Craftsman, it's on sale June 19th, 20th, and 21st at Orchard Supply Hardware.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All Craftsman is on sale Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Orchard Supply Hardware. Just in time for Father's Day, save big on tools, tool chests, yard equipment, and more. Pick up the C3 19.2 volt 3/8 inch lithium ion drill kit for just $59.99. A 263 piece mechanics tool set is half off. And all line trimmers are 20% off. If it's Craftsman, it's on sale June 19th, 20th, and 21st at Orchard Supply Hardware.
Hi folks, Alan Thicke here. If you owe back taxes, the IRS can do some scary things, but there is hope. With a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, it's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the experts at Optima Tax Relief. If a fresh start is what you need, Optima is who you want.
Call 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
If you have Medicare, Walgreens has good news. Because with the new balanced rewards, it's easier than ever to earn points, even with Medicare. Now you'll get points for every prescription and immunization every day. And more points mean more rewards. To see all the new ways to earn points and get rewards, simply visit walgreens.com/morepoints. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions apply. For details, visit walgreens.com/balance.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Meanwhile, the power company keeps jacking up your rates. Ready for solar yet? Better hurry, the federal tax credit goes away soon. The California state solar rebate is already gone. Your pile of lost money is getting bigger and bigger. Go solar now with Sempra Solaris. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of a California rebate. We'll actually cut new customers an instant rebate check. And our Sun Power panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, the best in the business. Independent surveys say 90%. 99% of our customers would recommend us. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late, with no money out of pocket, and you still get a California equivalent instant rebate check. Call Semper Solaris at 800-708-4849. Call now, 800-708-4849, 800-708-4849.
Dr. Amos Brown is in the studio with us. He is the pastor of San Francisco's Third Baptist Church, and he knows Mother Emanuel Church well, has been there, and we're going to discuss the massacre and the horrible hate crime that went down last night and continues to unfold, the story does, after we check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Thank you, Drex. Our top story at the bottom of the hour, water restrictions, no favorites.
We need every bit of water and every drop of water that the folks in Sonoma County can contribute.
Sonoma County homeowners, farmers, and the lucrative winemaking industry all forced to cut back even more. KGO 810's Kristen Haynes explains.
The state water board slapped well water restrictions and a ban on lawn watering on 13,000 landowners. It's an effort to protect endangered fish, says Andrew Hewen with the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
It's not something we could wait on. Fish are dying right here, right now, today.
Jeffrey Mounts with the Public Policy Institute says it's a first.
Traditionally, the water board didn't get involved with groundwater issues, but in the Russian River in particular, they have been because the groundwater is so tightly connected to flows within the river.
Silicon Valley venture capitalist Ellen Powell loses another court battle. Powell, who lost a high-profile sex discrimination lawsuit against a Silicon Valley venture capital firm, has now been ordered to pay her former employers $275,000 in legal fees. A San Francisco judge ordered Powell to reimburse the firm for the cost of expert witnesses who testified in the trial. Powell says she plans to appeal the verdict. Well, that next bottle of 5-Hour Energy you buy may not be the real thing, correspondent Barbara Cusack explains.
11 people have been indicted on charges they conspired to sell counterfeit bottles of 5-Hour Energy drinks. The U.S. District Attorney's Office for Northern California says the defendants relabeled bottles of 5-Hour Energy drinks that were bound for Mexico. They then mixed counterfeit drinks in vats and flooded the U.S. market.
No more robocalls. The Federal Trade Commission today ruling Verizon, AT&T, and other carriers are not duty-bound to connect those calls. Until now, carriers had refused to pull the plug on those calls, saying they were worried about breaking laws that require them to connect every call. Busted. Close to 250 people are facing charges tonight for Medicare fraud. Among them, 9 people in California accused of bilking the government out of $66 million. FBI Director James Comey puts the fraud at $700 million.
Healthcare fraud is an enormous problem in this country. Healthcare spending is 1/6 of our economy. Those of you who follow criminal work know that if you want to find criminals, you follow the money. There is a lot of money there, and so we find a lot of crime there.
Those arrested include doctors, nurses, and pharmacy owners who allegedly submitted bogus bills for equipment, medical care, and other services not provided. Sony is now providing television shows over the internet here in the Bay Area. It's television, though, with a twist, says KGO 810's Paul Rogers.
It's called PlayStation View. Colin Dixon of End Screen Media says this is an a la carte model.
You can buy just the channels you want.
View is targeting the growing number of viewers who want to cut the cord with traditional cable and satellite providers.
If you only watch a few channels, you might be able to get a much, much better deal now.
Dixon notes View has another advantage.
And their costs to sign you up are almost zero.
As opposed to cable, where somebody has to come out to your home.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:33.
It's summer. It's hot. And you can't do anything about that. But the Home Depot can and has. With exclusive 1-gallon Smart Planet plants for only $5.98. So let's summer-proof the place. With distinctive drought-tolerant succulents, colorful sedums, and more. They require very little water and even less maintenance. So let's beat the heat and the budget. Let's do this. With 1-gallon Smart Planet plants, just $5.98 and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Did you know that the highest point is Mount Everest?
Yeah.
Did you know the lowest point is the bottom of the Mariana Trench?
No.
And that the highest combined points scored in an NBA game is 370?
What's your point?
The point is, Point Palooza is going on right now at Cache Creek.
What's a palooza of points?
Millions.
How many millions?
6 million points every weekend.
Wow.
And from July 4th through the 6th, they're giving away 18.5 million points.
What would I
do with that many points?
It's Cache Creek, so there's a lot. Tons of dining choices, play some golf, visit the spa, stay in their fabulous room, see a great concert, and...
Okay, I get it. There's a lot I can do with all those points.
That's exactly my point.
Don't you mean Point Palooza?
Exactly, Point Palooza. Only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play here, play the best. Visit www.cachecreek.com for more information.
It is 7:35 on KGO. Time now to check your Bay Area roadways with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in Petaluma. Northbound 101 at Pengrove, there's a broken down car in the middle lane. That's got you stop and go back to about Caulfield Lane. On the Skyway westbound, traffic is still bumper to bumper, and that's partially due to an earlier problem at 7th Street, an accident there. In fact, you're jammed back across the Bay Bridge to the Toll Plaza still. 24 eastbound at the Caldecott Tunnel, traffic getting much better. Still a bit heavy to just before 13 from an earlier stalled vehicle just before the tunnel. Only minor slowdowns through the Caldecott Tunnel, though, once you get past that. Union City, northbound 880, an earlier accident at Alvarado Niles Road, long cleared. Still has traffic stop and go all the way back to Thornton Avenue in Fremont. Otherwise, the Nimitz is looking very good. Very few delays across the San Mateo Bridge in both directions. Things have finally started to clear up there, and we're looking great, mostly on the Bayshore Freeway. Northbound 101 in Palo Alto is still jammed up, though, from Embarcadero Road back to San Antonio Road. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
San Diego Padres beat the A's today in Oakland 3-1. The Giants in Seattle tonight playing the Mariners. No score in the top of the second inning. Well, tonight overall you can expect a pretty mild night, though there will be fog along the coast and around the bay. Here's KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
Tomorrow it'll be sunny and warm over the bay and inland, breezy and mild at the coast, and highs will reach into the upper 80s and low 90s in the warmest inland spots, mid-70s around the bay shoreline, and low 60s on the coast. Saturday will be very much like tomorrow, and changes kick in on Sunday. Inland temperatures will tumble from 90s on Saturday to low and mid-80s on Sunday.
And, of course, Sunday is Father's Day and the first day of summer. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've still got mostly sunshine and warm temperatures. 77 in Concord, 76 in Fairfield, 65 Oakland, 73 in San Jose, 60 degrees in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John. KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John, and I welcome my guest to the studio, Dr. Amos Brown, who is the pastor of San Francisco's Third Baptist Church. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. I do appreciate it on this sad day as we, well, the heartbreak and the shock of what happened has happened in Charleston, and it's a stunning thing in one of America's most sacred churches, and we were talking about it during the break. You have been there several times.
Oh, yes. During my days of involvement in the civil rights movement back in the 60s, I led many demonstrations throughout the Southeast region, and I spent a summer once in Charleston under the auspices of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
And how do you see this playing out today as we try to sort through it? Obviously, this young man, he might have been distressed, but he had evil and hatred in his heart. And it's just a horrible thing.
It's my estimation that he actually is a product of his culture mm-hmm. and environment. His record speaks for itself. He had a romance with white supremacy, surrounded himself with symbols of South African apartheid, and that's what he was nurtured on. I, in a sense, would like to suggest that our American society is culpable on this unfortunate tragedy. For as Condoleezza Rice so eloquently said, America has a birth defect, and that birth defect is racism.
Mm-hmm.
We've still been in a state of denial of the fact that our nation was built on race. We had nearly 300 years of institutionalized slavery, nearly another 100 years of separate but equal, and unfortunately, recently, there has been a resurgence of hate. And it has come from persons, in some instances, who related to the church house. You see, racism, sexism, homophobia, xenophobia, anti-Semitism are cousins. They're all related.
Mm-hmm.
The idea and the notion of being mean to someone because they are different. Different religion. Different external color.
Housing.
Yes.
Our cases.
Yes, yes. And yet, if you needed some blood, and your blood type is A and mine's A, my blood would enable you to live.
That's beautifully put. I wanted to ask how you feel today. How are you? You've gone in through so much and seen so much and even visited this exact church. How does it feel? Like you said, you were there in the 60s. 50 years later, and we're here.
Again.
I'm sad that America does not have the will to deal with this issue of race. For the longest in Congress, they even debated over whether or not it would be appropriate to give an apology for slavery. And some weeks ago, a study was done of faith communities in America, and the revelation was from the Pew group that 60% of the Americans who worship say they would rather worship with people who look like them racially. Dr. Martin Luther King, my teacher and mentor, once quoted often Liston Pope's quotation, "The most segregated hour of the week is 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. And spirituality and worship are very private and tender moments." So it's sad that in those private, tender moments, we are still thinking and acting out racist practices and public policies.
And we have two new generations moving on third now, this is, especially for the millennials, you know, this has become somewhat of the norm. And that has to be disturbing. I mean, you know, for me to sit back and watch this, born in the mid-60s, when all of this was going on in the South, and now for it to be reemerging, it seems like we had a calm period for a while, but it's roaring back. Why do you think it is so front and forward in our day?
Because the elders have been carriers of this bigotry. Youth and young people are not carriers of culture. The adults are. Adults own newspapers, radio stations. They craft public policy.
Mm-hmm.
They run the schools. We have a lot of adult delinquency, not juvenile delinquency.
Yes, I would agree with that, yes.
Yeah,
and the mere fact that this father, who knew that his son had some challenges, would give him as a birthday gift a gun. The father promoted this unfortunate culture of violence that's prevalent in this nation.
Now, this man, this young man, this 21-year-old man, this murderer, you know, there are stories, and so the news has reported that he had some drug issues going on with him, whether that be cocaine or methamphetamine. I don't think it matters, but that he was on some other drug, anti-opiate drug, and trying to go to that mental health issue. I don't think that's pointing in the right direction. This young man had hatred in his heart, as you mentioned.
Yes.
And it was just a pure act of evil.
Again, it is troublesome to me that he was tutored and taught and surrounded by leadership that model irresponsible behavior and hate. He learned it from nobody but his community. Children are, to a great extent, products of their environment. He's only 21 years old.
Yes. So he grew up in that environment,
yes.
In a racist environment.
Yes.
It's still there. It's still prevalent. They may have taken that Confederate flag down off of that dome, but they parked it right across the street.
Right in front of one's...
Yes. It has not gone away.
It's still there.
It's reprehensible. And, you know, it's hard, I think, for a lot of people in the Bay Area, and I think a lot of people listening to this radio station, to think that that was supposed to make it better. And yet, you know, it's still okay to drive around with a Confederate flag on your license plate in South Coast.
Or flapping in the breeze from your truck.
It's kind of strange today that the Supreme Court said that the Confederate license plate case in Texas is a no-go. That was turned down because it is a symbol of racism. And this was purely and certainly, as you said, and it starts with the parents.
Not just racism, but it's a symbol of division.
Yeah, yes.
It reflects this dichotomous thinking and practice of them against us, us against them.
Mm-hmm.
And never achieving a mastery of the literal pronoun, we.
And how can we get over that? We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. We'll be right back. And Dr. Brown is our guest in studio. If you'd like to weigh in or if you have some comments, 808-0810 is the number outside the Bay Area. It's 415-808-0810. And we'll continue in a minute on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Right now, let's check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. For those of you who are getting ready to head out along the Sunol Grade on 680 northbound, keep in mind it is still mostly stop and go from 262 in Fremont to 84 in Sunol. Northbound 880, stop and go in big stretches from Thornton Avenue in Fremont to West A Street in Hayward. That's just rush hour, still unwinding. Still extremely heavy traffic westbound on the Skyway in the city. You're still bumper to bumper, partially due to an earlier problem they had at 7th Street, long cleared, and you're still jammed back to the toll plaza over in Emeryville. Eastbound 80 at midspan on the Carquinez Bridge, please watch out for a broken down vehicle there. And in Petaluma, northbound 101 at Pengrove, they've gotten that broken down vehicle out of the road. Traffic is unwinding very nicely from about Caulfield Lane. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters, big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It's the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com or call 415-421-4222 today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Hey, it's Chip Franklin with a basic question. Do you have 5 minutes? Well, what if I told you a five-minute phone call could help you start saving $150 or $250 or maybe $300 a month every single month? Mortgage rates are down, and you need to put your home to work for you, so call my good buddy Kevin Lyons, president of Anchor Funding. You can start lowering your monthly payments and freeing up some extra cash. I know personally, Kevin helped me with a refi, save $350 a month. You see, because of low rates and increased property values, Kevin Lyons helped a listener save over $480 a month. All he had to do was call Kevin. He went to work for them, and now they're saving over $5,000 a year. So do you have 5 minutes to save hundreds of dollars each month? Well, call Kevin Lyons right now, 800-333-5157. That's 800-333-5157 or online at anchorfunding.net. That's 800-333-5157. Now I'm going to talk real fast. Equal housing lender. BRE number 01276087. NMLS 236419. Not all applicants qualify. Loans made or arranged pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law.
Do you know what over 4,000 vehicles look like? Well, we do at DGDG.com. We've got the largest selection in the Bay Area, over 4,000 vehicles in stock. And every single one of those vehicles features our exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. So, how can we make you happy? Discover all the ways at DGDG.com.
Thank you.
You can't say no to The Ultimatum, the new novel by New York Times bestselling author Dick Wolf, the creator of Law & Order and Chicago Fire. Michael Connelly calls Dick Wolf a master storyteller. Lisa Gardner calls his writing adrenaline-fueled. And Nelson DeMille says Jeremy Fisk of the NYPD Intelligence Division will enter literature's Great Detectives Hall of Fame. No One Can Say No to The Ultimatum by Dick Wolf. Wherever books are sold from Morrow.
Okay, we're back with Dr. Brown, and we're talking about the horrific tragedy. Well, it's not tragedy. I mean, it's just straight out racism and evil and murder of what went down last night in Charleston at the Emmanuel Methodist Episcopal Church. And Dr. Brown, let me ask you this. I mean, we're talking about the increase, and this has been driven by a backlash, it seems to me, of the increasing racial diversity that's going on, and an increase, and it seems to be on a roll, and it's going in the wrong direction. We've had so many things with the police, and now we have this. What's going on? I mean, we had a caller earlier who wanted to put this in the same file box and the same file folder, and I didn't think that was right. I didn't think putting what has been going with the police department in the same file as this guy and, you know, the racism that is going on across the country and with him specifically in this case.
I guess I must say that here, that with the police department, black folks were being attacked in the streets and their communities. But what this young man did was an attack on our faith tradition. According to Gallup in his book, The People's Religion, African Americans are the most religious group in the world.
Yes.
We go to church more often than anyone in America each week. And this young man went to the place where we have in some modicum of refuge, dignity, and leadership, the black church. And it reflects what happened even during the days of slavery. Slave masters misinterpreted the Bible and supported slavery. And in that movie, 12 Years a Slave, I never shall forget that scene in which the slave owner was teaching these slaves under a tree that passage of Paul, slaves obey your masters. And also, whenever during the days of slavery, slave masters thought that there was going to be a slave revolt, they would prohibit blacks to worship by themselves. They always had an appointed white person, a black who served as the snitch, to tell the master that those black folks are praying to God. And that's why they had, around places like South Carolina, what they call brush harbor, and praying tubs. They would go out in the bush and they would prop these tubs up to muffle the sound of their praying. So this young man attacked our praying ground. And that's the height of brutality, mm-hmm. insult, a negation of the worth and the dignity of our personhood.
Where do you think the conversation of this country should be pointed at this point, now with this going on? I mean,
it should be
rolling one thing to another, now this.
I think it should be pointed at Congress, the faith community, and local public policymakers, and also to a degree, the media, because the media is an opinion maker, and media can help us dispel many of these misnotions and racist attitudes that are portrayed. So our work is cut out for us. But again, I say we must have the courage to be on the right side of this issue and not put our heads in the sand and not get on the defensive when persons try to express how they feel. Invariably, persons in the majority culture will say, oh, you're playing the race card. No, I'm not playing the race card. I'm just only dealing with the deck that's been dealt out to me.
Well, the cards are shown. Yes. It's clearly racism.
Yes.
I mean, it couldn't be more clear.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I thank you so much, Dr. Brown, for stopping by. And, you know, hopefully the conversation will point that way as this continues to unfold.
And we can continue the conversation on Sunday at 3 o'clock, at which time at Third Baptist Church, a church of all peoples, we will have a memorial and sharing session for the entire community. And in addition to that conversation, San Francisco has the responsibility of having the courage to make it politically correct to deal with this abysmal loss of the black community from the city. There are not enough African Americans left in this city to fill up Candlestick Park.
Wow.
Just think about it. Over 50,000 African Americans have been pushed out of this city since 1970. And that was done by well-crafted public policy vis-a-vis the Redevelopment Agency, mm-hmm. which was not urban renewal, but it was black removal. And I could go way, way back to show how this unfortunate sickness has been in our DNA. Mm-hmm. But the first governor of this state, Peter Burnett, was born in Tennessee, reared in Missouri, was a self-taught lawyer who defended the Mormons in that treason case back in the 1830s. When he came westward, he did not stop in Salt Lake City. He went on up to the Oregon Territory and settled the first hamlet there called Germantown. And his first act of business was not how roads should be built or how cabins should be built, but it was an ordinance that no blacks would be permitted to settle in Germantown. And if they were caught there, they would be beaten every 6 months until they left town. And when gold was discovered around Sacramento and Sutter's Mill, he came to California. And in 1849, he got involved in politics and ultimately was elected the first governor of this state. And again, his first official act of business was to get one of the strongest anti-fugitive slave laws enacted in this nation. And before he left office in disgrace in 1851, because some debts caught up with him from the Midwest, he was trying to get the assembly to enact legislation to prohibit blacks from settling in the state of California.
Well, Dr. Brown, I need to go to the top of the hour, but thank you very much. And we will see you on Sunday morning again at the Third Baptist Church in San Francisco. I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And we'll be back. Let's check in with the KGO News Center. And here's John Lobertini.
Thank you, Drex. It is 8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. Our top story at the top of the hour, an American heartache.
That terrible human being who would go into a place of worship when people were praying and kill them is now in custody.
21-year-old Dylan Ropp is behind bars tonight, caught in North Carolina, still armed after he opened fire inside a Charleston, South Carolina church during a Wednesday night prayer meeting.